Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Universal Studios is getting ready to open up Super Nintendo World to a lot of criticism. It's all because of the Mario Kart ride. Some people are hitting up social media accusing the ride of being fat-phobic.
Yeah, that's because a standard cart can only accommodate people with a waist size of 40 inches or smaller. With us to explain why a restriction like this would be put in place is former Disney Imagineer Ryan Harmon, who's now president and chief creative officer at Zeitgeist Design and Production. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
So let me, before we begin, let me read a quick note that we got from Universal. They sent us a statement, and they say that we're always listening to our guests and seek to balance their needs against strong focus on the safety of our attractions. And then Universal goes on to tell us we have a company-wide task force actively working with the community to make changes that can help them safely increase access to our experiences. That is what Universal is telling us. Now, if you could tell us why a ride would be designed to begin with that might be restricted to people of a certain heft.
Sure. There's always many factors to be considered, and it's always a balance between safety being number one, ergonomics, the ride dynamics and the vehicle design, and a restraint system. If you think about it, a lot of rides, family-friendly rides, don't have restraint systems. This one does, many do. And when you're dealing with a restraint system, it has to be able to hold the smaller kids and the larger people. So it's not just a weight issue. I was surprised by your quote about the size of the waist, because even basketball players, tall people, have the same problem, because you cannot have a restraint system that allows a 5 or 6 year old to ride safely as well as a 7 foot tall basketball player. It's just not possible. You could have a separate vehicle that could hold taller or larger people, but that would get into a lot of operations issues. People would have to be divided by their size or weight, and it would create a lot of issues in terms of capacity. It would take longer to load and unload those vehicles. So what Universal is doing is an industry-wide concern. Everybody thinks about it, knows about it. And they've found the best way to do that is to consider, do they want smaller kids or larger people to ride? When it's a family-oriented attraction like Mario Kart, they do probably skew a little more towards allowing the whole family to ride, the little kids too. And because of that small span between maximum and minimum, it skews a little lower. And so the larger people cannot ride safely. And they do put a vehicle out in front of the queue so that people can sit in it, try out the restraint system, and see if it's worthwhile for them to wait in the line. If not, then they don't have to wait.
Ryan, when you start seeing things like fat-phobic showing up online, how much of a marketing nightmare could this be for Universal? They have to be acutely aware of just how difficult this might be for them from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah, I think it's misunderstood. I wouldn't call it fat-phobic. I think it really is Universal trying to be safe and allow the maximum amount of people and families to ride this attraction safely. And so hopefully the facts will get out that it's not any kind of disparagement against larger people. It's really just trying to allow families to ride together and give them a very safe experience.
I mean, I'm sure this topic would have come up with in the early days, for example, when Disneyland and Disney World were designing their rides. Was it not a factor then too?
Well, a lot of the Disney rides, if you think about it, Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, even Haunted Mansion to some degree, Jungle Cruise, a lot of their rides fit everybody. You can even take an infant on the majority of those rides because the dynamics are minimal and a restraint system is not necessary. So when you get into rides like Space Mountain, Big Thunder, certainly the Matterhorn, which opened in 1959, that's when these issues did begin to happen. As a population, we were probably not to the size we are today, but tall people obviously did have an issue back then. It's a shame it's become a marketing issue because it really is the intention of these owner operators to create a very safe ride for the majority of people.
All right, Ryan, thank you again. That's former Disney Imagineer Ryan Harmon, now President, Chief Creative Officer at Zeitgeist Design and Production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.